I'm Marshall Terry. It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. Thunderstorms doused demonstrations uptown last night, but many residents upset over the fatal shooting of Keith Lamont Scott last week by a CMPD officer dressed down city officials at last night's city council meeting. They called for the resignations of the mayor, council members, and the chief of police. People of all ages spoke at the meeting, some in tears, some yelling, and some calmly calling for major changes in how the city and police department operate. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glynn was at the meeting and is in the studio with me now. Gwen, I understand the meeting was packed and a bit disruptive at times.
It was a bit disorderly at times. The crowd chanted loudly, drowning out speakers. People just seemed really passionate about what they felt, and many were frustrated, saying city officials were out of touch with the black community. Here's Mayor Jennifer Roberts and Councilman Al Austin trying to get control of the meeting.
We are going to have to... Okay. This meeting is about to get out of order, and I think we need to call a recess.
Family, let's be calm.
The rules for tonight.
People were holding signs saying Black Lives Matter, and they said they were upset over the Scott investigation and didn't trust CMPD. The majority called for peaceful protests, but a few threatened to bring those protests to the homes of city council members and the mayor. They accused city officials of not caring about the pain that people of color are feeling.
And I understand that a lot of people talked about the poor relationship between African-Americans and police and a fear factor that exists.
That came up numerous times from African-Americans who say they fear for their children, especially their sons and husbands, when dealing with the police. One young lady said that her brother cut his dreadlocks because he didn't want to be profiled by police. And here's what Nicole Jackson had to say.
It's a shame that I cannot go down the street without fearing if I get stopped, what would I do? And if that's the case, if your officers can break proper protocol, is it okay for me to shoot back because I fear for my life? Is it okay?
And it wasn't just adults speaking out, but also young children as well, right?
Yes, and tears came to some people's eyes when they heard small children say they fear being shot by the police or losing their parents to a police shooting.
I'm mad, but I'm also sad that all these police think they have the right to kill all these black people for no reason.
I'm tired of getting scared when my dad's driving in the street when I see a police car get behind him. I'm tired of having anxiety to freak out. I'm tired of that. Fix it.
We are black people and we shouldn't have to feel like this. We shouldn't have to protest because y'all are treating us wrong. We do this because we need to and have rights.
That was Taja Gatti, Taylor Alexander, and Ziana Oliphant.
Gwen, how diverse was the crowd last night?
It was mainly African-Americans, but white residents were there as well and spoke out. Beth Henry is white, and she told the council she felt safe protesting last week until riot police showed up with tear gas. And David Underwood, also white, said that he's fed up with blacks being shot by, quote, overzealous police.
Besides calling for the mayor and council members and also CMPD Chief Putney to resign, did people say that they wanted anything else?
They said they wanted the shootings to stop and for police involved in shootings not just to be indicted but convicted. They want police to go through psychological screenings. They want them trained better to de-escalate potentially deadly situations and pointed to Dylan Roof on trial for the shooting of 9 black people in a church in Charleston who was arrested without being shot. And many just said they didn't think the council was listening or cared.
And how did city officials respond to all that?
Well, at the end of the meeting, Al Austin spoke emotionally, saying he's cried for the city, Scott's family, and Justin Carr, who you'll remember was shot during the protest. He and John Autry said it's time out for task force, but action, and Mayor Pro Tem Vi Lyles agreed with them.
There's some things that are big on our agenda. It's trust, it's jobs, it's giving people a decent place to live so they can work and raise a family without fear. That is our commitment. No more talk. It's time for some action. We are going to do something together. We must do it together.
Councilman Greg Phipps was booed when he said the investigation of the shooting needs to take its course, as was Ed Driggs when he said they have to continue to support the chief and CMPD. Now, Mayor Jennifer Roberts says she hears the community's cries for change and transparency and that it's time for the city to address the issues they raised with resources.
WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn, thank you.
Thank you.